Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter, verses 60 to 71. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is of no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe, for Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, 'This is why I told you, that none of you can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father.' After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, 'Do you want to go away as well?' Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and come to know that you are the Holy One of God.' Jesus answered them, 'Did I not choose you, the 12? And yet one of you is a devil.' He spoke of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, one of the 12, was going to betray him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Warren Graff from Grace Lutheran Church, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
In the name of Jesus. "No one is able to come to me," says Jesus, "unless it has been given him from the Father." We think of things in this life as things we do. We go to church, getting up in the morning, showering, driving the car, and all of that. During the week, we take our Bibles out and read them. Another time, we pray. Another, we speak to a hurting friend about Jesus. We do our jobs. We think of all these things as things we do, rack them up as accomplishments. Jesus, though, teaches us how to receive gifts. "No one is able to come to me unless it has been given him from the Father." A gift from the Father. The Father loves giving gifts. As the Son, Jesus loves receiving gifts from his Father. Matthew 28:16, "All authority in heaven and on earth," said Jesus, "has been given to me." Even Jesus' authority is not his. It's a gift to him from his Father. The authority to forgive sins both on earth and in heaven is a gift given him from his Father. His authority to give his life, a ransom for many, on the cross, is a gift given him from his Father. His authority to institute the baptism of sinners, sinners of every language and nation, of every age and station in life, is a gift given him from his Father. His authority to distribute his own body and blood in the church, to forgive sins and bind Christians to one another, a gift given him from his Father. Jesus rejoices in receiving gifts from his Father. And he rejoices in extolling his Father's gifts to us, in teaching us to receive gifts even as he does. "No one is able to come to me," says Jesus, "unless it has been given him from the Father." And now we can rejoice in receiving gifts from the Father too. We thought it was all according to what we do, what we rack up as our own accomplishments, the going to church, the reading the Bible, the praying, the going to work to provide for family and serve neighbor, all the rest. We thought it was all stuff we were doing. Now, though, we can rejoice in receiving gifts from our Father. The Father gives gifts to his Son, all authority in heaven and on earth to forgive sins and save the sinner. The Father gives gifts to us, his only begotten Son, given out of his love, that whoever has faith in him would not die, but have eternal life. And to us the Father gives the gift of being called into the life of his Son. Where else, after all, shall we go but to the Father's Son? John 6:68. Simon Peter answered Jesus, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." He is the Holy One of God the Father. When the Father sees us in our sin, he rescues us. He sends his Son. And his Son, Jesus, gives us the words we ourselves do not have, the words we can find nowhere else, the words of eternal life, the words of the gospel, the words forgiving our sin, bringing us out of shame and into honor before his Father. Later, Jesus tells us more about his words. The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. John 14. Then later, when he's praying to his Father, Jesus says, Father, I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. John 17. The Father gives words to his Son. His Son receives the gift, and then gives those words to us. We receive the words, and by those words of gift, we know that Jesus is our Savior, sent forth from the Father. By those words, our sins are forgiven, and our shame is covered. By those words, we are bound in oneness to each other, as Jesus is in oneness with his Father. And though we are given not to sin, when we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Christ Jesus the righteous. And to Jesus we turn in repentance, and we pray, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Warren Graff from Grace Lutheran Church, Albuquerque, New Mexico, for today's meditation on God's Word.